At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, January 3rd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big Tuesday college basketball slate and focus on Kansas versus Texas Tech. A Big 12 showdown here, tipping off at 9 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be played on ESPN2. Currently, Kansas is listed as a 2.5-point road favorite with a total of 139.5. Now, going into this matchup, the Jayhawks are 12-1. They're ranked number 3 in the country. They've won 6 straight games. And they just beat Oklahoma State 69-67, but did not cover as a 10-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Texas Tech is 10-3. They're unranked, and they just had a 6-game winning streak snapped when they lost to TCU 67-61, pushing as a 6-point road dog. Now, looking at how the betting market is reacting to this game, we kind of have a sharp line freeze here on Texas Tech. Public is all over Kansas. Kansas opened as around a 2.5-point road favorite, haven't moved off a 2.5-point road favorite. Now, that's notable. You know, I'm a guy who likes to look at line movement because, to me, line movement is really going to pull back the curtain and tell you where the respective money is leaning, because respective money moves numbers. But sometimes it's the lack of line movement that can also give us some clues as to where the respective money is leaning here. So this would be kind of a line freeze when you have heavy betting one side, but the line doesn't move at all. So think of it this way. Kansas, public is all over the Jayhawks. They're ranked number 3 in the country. They're 12-1. They're laying a short number. Just take the Jayhawks here. Right now you have 70% of bets taking Kansas, but again, if 70% of tickets are on Kansas, they open -2.5, why aren't they up to -3, -3.5, -4? The fact that you have such heavy betting, it's so lopsided, yet the line hasn't moved at all, that tells me that odds makers are kind of taking a position here on Texas Tech saying, hey, we get it, we know it, that Kansas is going to be a big public play here, but we don't want to move this number up to 3 or 3.5 or higher for fear of giving out a better number to contrarian Texas Tech backers here. So looks like a little bit of a sharp contrarian line freeze on Texas Tech. They do have a pretty good bet split in terms of our VSiN.com splits coming from directly from DraftKings. Texas Tech is only getting 30% of bets, but almost 45% of the money. And they'd also be your number one contrarian play of the night. This is a 9 o'clock ESPN2 game. It's your most heavily bet game. It's your nationally televised game. So to me, when I'm going contrarian, it's almost a thought process, you know, in the NFL when you look at primetime dogs. Same sort of thing, going contrarian in a heavily bet game. Contrarian is a kind of a starting point here. You know, you can't just bet against the public every game and expect to become a millionaire. It's a foundation, but really what you want to do is try to maximize your edge and focus on the games that are the most lopsided and most heavily bet. Like if you had a very small game, you know, let's say Harvard was playing, Northeastern, and the game was only getting 5,000 bets versus this game that's going to get, you know, upwards of 100,000 bets or more, both teams could only be getting 30%, but it's the team getting 30% in that more heavily bet game with more public action that has more contrarian value, even though the percentages might be relatively equal here. Also, you look at an unranked versus ranked opportunity, buying low in a conference game, especially off a loss. Conference dogs in college hoops, kind of like divisional dogs in the NFL, that familiarity, that rivalry angle provides some value to take the points. Ken Pom, the number one guy when it comes to analytics in college hoops, he has Kansas projected to win by 2 points. He has them projected to win 70-68. So if you're getting 2.5, Ken Pom's got them losing by 2 with Texas Tech. Small edge there with the hook. Now what will be important here is when you get closer to tip-off, 9 o'clock tonight, do we start to see this line fall to 2? You know, -2.5 down to 2. That would be a great sign for Texas Tech that respected money is continuing to come in on this contrarian dog. If you see -2.5 get up to -3, line moving toward Kansas, that'll be a, you know, kind of a bad sign for Tech or a good sign for Kansas if you're depending on which way you look at it. Also checking out the total, it's a 139.5 here. Maybe a little bit of a lean to the over. Again, Ken Pom has a 138. A lot of people ask me, how do you get his projected final score? Well, you just add up the two projections there. So 70-68, that's 138. So it's not a Ken Pom edge. The line hasn't moved at all. It opened 139.5, hasn't moved either. But you do have maybe a slight reason to look at the over. 66% of bets, but 84% of money is on the over. Also, both these teams are really good field goal shooting teams. Kansas is shooting 48% from the field. Texas Tech is shooting 50%. And both teams are 8-5 to the over. Texas Tech is 5-0 to the over their last 5 at home, and Kansas is 4-2 to the over their last 6 on the road. So, again, do you see this total creep up to closer to 140? That'll be an indication of respected over money coming in. But definitely an opportunity here to go contrarian. If you want to bet against the public, you'd be looking at Texas Tech as your number one contrarian play tonight, getting +2.5, only getting 30% of bets, and a heavily bet 9 o'clock ESPN2 matchup.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, let's look toward the NBA slate tonight. There's a small slate. There's only 3 games overall. But I wanted to hit on the Kings and the Utah Jazz here. This is a 9 p.m. game. Currently, the Jazz are listed as a 2.5-point home favorite with a very, very, very high total of 242.5. Now, going to this one, Sacramento 19-16. They just had a 2-game win streak snapped their last time out. They lost to Memphis 118-108. Did not cover as a 4-point road dog. Meanwhile, Utah, they start off with one of the best records in the NBA, but a little bit of regression here. Utah is now 19-20, a game below 500. They've lost 4 straight. They just fell to Miami 126-123, losing outright as a 4.5-point home favorite. Now going to this one, we've seen a little bit of line movement here toward the Kings as a dog. You actually opened Jazz at quite a few shops, laying -3 at home. Now you're down to -2.5. Now that's notable because the Jazz are the public play. They're getting 58% of bets, yet the line is falling away from them toward the Sacramento Kings. So I'll lead you to some reverse line movement on the Kings. That's when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages. You actually saw a really good reverse line move play cash yesterday in college football with that line move toward Penn State, where they're only getting about 35% of bets, but went from +1 to -1.5. So anytime you see the betting line move away from the popular team toward the unpopular team, telling you some respective money's coming in there. So looks like the Kings with the points here, a little bit of a lean. You also look at a very, very high total. Now, this one's kind of interesting. The total opened around 243. Some shops are down now to 242.5. So the line has dipped about a half point. But if you look at some of the numbers here, I'm going to give you a reason to bet the high total over and a reason to maybe bet the under with the high total over. I know it's contradictory, but sometimes when you see lines these extreme, you got to kind of think through kind of what's going on here. But number one, why is this total so high? 242.5. Well, you have a lot of check marks here for a high-scoring game. Offensive efficiency. Sacramento is number 6. Utah is number 4. So both top 10 offensive efficiency. Defensively, Utah is number 26. Sacramento is 25. So two terrible defenses. So great offenses, good defenses. Also pace. How often, you know, how quickly do you get up and down the court? How many possessions per game? You currently have Utah, number 11, fastest team in the NBA. Sacramento, number 5. So we pretty much have your top echelon here pace. So quick pace, great offense, bad defense. That's why you're seeing such a high total. These teams did meet just a few days ago, December 30th. It was a 126-125 game. They landed on 251 there. We do have Utah 5-2 to the over their last seven. So again, expecting a high total game. I noticed in that last one that went over, it was a total of 239.5. So playing just a few days later, now it's adjusted up to 242.5. So it seems obvious, take the over. You know, great offense, bad defense, good pace. They just scored 251. But keep an eye out for this stat here. When you see a really high total in the NBA, when the total is 235 or more, the under is actually 38-25, 60%. So it's actually been to your benefit when you see these super high totals to actually go under here. And you are getting right now 68% of bets, but 84% of the money on that under. So it's kind of a no play for me. I just think it's fascinating when you have such a high total, the reasons why it's so high, but then also what's the market doing? It has dipped a little bit here. And again, with that 235 or more, the under is 38-25, 60% so far this season. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's sweats.
Well, to start today's Morning Bets pod, we talked college basketball and NBA. Now you know we got to hit on some NHL because I'm a puck head. I'm a big hockey guy. So a couple games that caught my eye with some system matches tonight. Number one, I'm going to go Carolina Hurricanes. I'm going to lay this -130 on the road with Carolina. Checking off some boxes with a line move, system matches, and also some other factors here going on with Carolina. By the way, being the hottest team in hockey, having won 11 straight. But right off the bat, line movement toward Carolina. They're on the road at the New York Rangers. Carolina opened as around a -120 road favorite. We've now seen them get bet up to -130. Some shops are even higher, up to around -135. Good system match here would be favorites off a win. If you are a favorite in the NHL, you're expected to win the game, and you're coming off a win, you're feeling good about yourself. This has been a really good spot to ride the momentum of the team coming off a win. This year, they are 204-117. That's a 64% win rate with a decent ROI there. So again, taking that momentum off a win, and really this has been Carolina just being ridiculous here, cashing numbers left and right. Carolina Hurricanes, again, have won 11 straight. I think they've had a point in like 17 of the last 18, something crazy like that. But either way, Carolina is the hottest team in the NHL. If you look at offense defensively, they're both averaging about 3.2 goals a game, but better defense for Carolina. They're only giving up 2.4 a game versus Rangers are giving up 2.8. And Carolina is 22-8 as a favorite, 13-3-5 on the road. So they've done well when they're expected to win and when they're on the road as well. And then also, you look at this angle. So I'm going to lay the -130, -135 now at this point. But also keep an eye out on the total. This is kind of a low total, 5.5. You know, it's almost like in the NBA where you see super high totals now. You know, it used to be you see totals NBA like in the 210s. You pretty much never see that anymore. Well, hockey, you usually see 6s, 6.5. So this one's actually a 5.5, kind of a low total here. The juice is to the over, though. 5.5 over, -115. So, of course, totals to me in hockey are hard because you could have a great under and an empty net goal, you know, kills you. Or you could have a great over and the empty net goal, you know, kind of helps you cash that bet. So, both teams have been under teams this year. Carolina is 23-13 to the under. The Rangers are 21-16 to the under. And you have seen the Carolina Hurricanes 15-8 to the under their last 23 games. So, it makes sense why the total is low. But you have seen, again, with these low totals, you're kind of on a razor's edge with maybe an empty net goal. But that is notable. 5.5, a low total to the over, juiced up, -115. But I'm laying the Carolina Hurricanes here. I'm riding this hot team. I got them at -130. My other bet for tonight, this is a big number. It's bet to risk, not bet to win. That always means I'm just risking one unit every play I make here. But I'm going to take Toronto Maple Leafs. I like the Maple Leafs here for a couple reasons. Maple Leafs are at home against the St. Louis Blues. Toronto opened pretty high favorite here, around -260 or like -245. You're now up to around -260. So it has been some line movement here toward Toronto. And I have a lot of matches on Toronto here. If you look at favorites, home favorites with a line move in their favor, 149-77, 66%. Favorites off a win, 64%. Non-division steam, if you get steam 10 cents or more in your favor in a matchup with two teams in two different divisions where you don't really have that familiarity, benefits the better team taking the big steam. 191-105, 65%. Home favorites, -200 or more off a win, 58-22, 72%. That's been a really good system to play here. You also have Toronto, 18-12 as a favorite, 13-2-3 at home. St. Louis is just 8-15 as a dog. St. Louis has lost four of their last five. Toronto has the better offense, 3.4 goals a game versus 3.1. The better defense, massive defensive advantage, 2.5 goals allowed versus 3.7. Better power play, 25% versus 22%. Better PK, 79% versus 72%. But here's the other reason, the final reason why I want to bet against St. Louis. They have two huge injuries here. Ryan O'Reilly, their captain, is out with an injury, and so is Vladimir Tarasenko, one of their best snipers there as a forward. So two good players out. Lions going to Toronto. It's a big number, but here's the thing. I'm not risking 2.6 units to win one unit on Toronto. I'm just risking my one unit like any other bet, trying to get a little less than a half unit back. But I think it's an advantage to Toronto at home, where they've been great against a really banged-up St. Louis team. So give me Toronto, minus 260, with the Carolina Hurricanes, minus 130. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, January 3rd. Reminder, to get more great sports betting information every single day, just sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Wake up to great sports betting content, breakdowns each day in the market. That's VSiN.com/newsletter. Put in your email. You'll wake up and get that content every morning. And also follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And one last note here. Obviously, we saw something really tragic and scary happen last night in the Monday Night Football game with DeMar Hamlin, the safety of the Buffalo Bills, collapsing on the field. Well, if you have an extra $10, $5, you know, whatever it may be, I think we always obviously give our thoughts and prayers to DeMar Hamlin, hope that he's okay. But if you got a couple extra bucks, do something good for humanity today. Donate to DeMar Hamlin's GoFundMe page. This kind of went viral last night on Twitter, but DeMar Hamlin has a toy drive. It's called the Chasing M's Foundation Community Toy Drive, giving away toys for kids. And DeMar Hamlin spearheaded this foundation, and there was a goal to raise $2,500. Well, guess what? With DeMar Hamlin in the hospital fighting for his life here, we all hope that he pulls through. You've had over $3 million in donations to DeMar Hamlin's foundation here. So if you have a couple extra, a couple extra bucks, do something good for the world. Show DeMar Hamlin that we're rooting for him and hoping that he's okay. Just go to his GoFundMe page. It's GoFundMe.com. You can just search DeMar Hamlin toy drive. You'll get a link right to it. Donate $5 and just kind of show that, hey, we're rooting for this kid. You know, betting's important. It's my career. It's our livelihood. We all love to bet. But you see something happen last night where sports betting, you know, sports in general betting doesn't really mean much when you see something like that happen. So hopefully DeMar Hamlin is okay. And if you want to do something good for the world and show that we care and we're pulling through for DeMar Hamlin, donate to his toy drive, his GoFundMe page today. But that about does it. Enjoy the sweats for Tuesday, January 3rd. I wish you the best of luck. My parting words, as always, hopefully we can cash some tickets today because, as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.